About 40 years ago, I wrote a set of lessons, essays on American Indian culture. Reason why I did this was that there was so much alcoholism and drug abuse among the American Indian people on the reservations in the Midwest. The average life expectancy of a Native American male was about 34, 35 years old. I grew up with drunk Indians in my life. And I had a great burden on my heart for my people. And I wanted somehow to bring them back to God. The government programs through the Indian schools was devastating to my people. The Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, all Protestant religions had, and denominations, had Indian schools, except for Baptists. As far as I know, Baptists never had an Indian school at all. They had churches among the Indians, but they did not have Indian schools. Indian schools would kidnap Indian children and bring them in, take their culture away from them, abuse them for speaking their language, forbid it, and try to wash out, beat out the Native American and Indian culture from them. Indians do not trust white people at all when it comes to governmental regulations or religion. When the white man first came to this continent, they brought a Bible with them, which was very enlightening to the American Indian. Many of the civilized tribes, what we call civilized tribes, is Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Osage. Those tribes lived in a civilized manner. They had large plantations and big farms. The North American continent from the, what we might call the Great Plains all the way to New York, was extremely heavily populated, even in California. The American Indian had developed his environment. They burned off the Great Plains from all the mesquite and everything and kept burning it and kept burning it. Every year they would set fires in the mountains and in the forest, and they burned off all the undergrowth. And they created the Great Plains, and they drove the buffalo all the way back as far as New York, because that was a portable food source. Without having to go out and calve with them or anything else, it was wild. They were wild. God had created them. All they did was manage the herds. When the white man came here, he brought his religion, which many of the Indian people believed, but they didn't believe the messenger at all. Some wouldn't even take the book any longer, because anybody with the book had to be a bad man. The book, I mean, the Bible. To bring my people back to their culture and back to God, I wrote this series of essays that they used in spiritual schools and in prisons, and in schools sometimes among Indian people. And this story is one of those stories, the medicine wheel, the balance of life. It has been asking me many times, why do you wear that medicine wheel for good luck? And I answer no, but yes. It does bring you luck in a way. The medicine wheel is not a good luck effigy. To us, it is our philosophy of life. A Greek philosopher once said, "Know thyself." Another Greek philosopher said, in a paraphrase, "For a man to live apart from his soul is impossible, for the heart of a bad man is faithless. You cannot trust or believe his word. Unprincipled, inconsistent, his desires and needs or impulses move with the wind, now overpowered by one impulse, then by another. And what they place their real interest, whether in outward things, material, or things of the soul, is easily seen. A bad man is an undisciplined man in all his ways. James, the brother of Jesus Christ, said in the white man's Bible, "For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." James 1, 6, and 7. The medicine wheel is a discipline of life and a model prayer that we as a people use in our prayers. The Native American Indian, in his pre-white contact state, was a master of self-discipline. By way of parenthesis, he is a master of no discipline as far as self-discipline today because of alcoholism, drug abuse, and total despair. It is in this discipline of philosophy of life which centers around the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is a round circle with a cross in the middle of it. The cross represents the directions of the compass, and two more directions, heaven above and earth below. When we pray with a pipe, we turn to these directions and remember in our prayers the directions and the meanings, and we begin by looking west. This is the place of looking inside and knowing who we are, our weaknesses, our strengths. It is the place where we remember Grandfather, our Creator, our Sustainer. The white man's Bible again says, "All things came into being through him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and that life was the light of men." John 1, 3, and 4. By way of parenthesis, I quote these scriptures here to show and point out that the white man and the Indian have the same Creator, and that the things are written in the white man's Bible God gave to us long ago. These writings came from the same God, and they are just as valid, one no more than the other. These scriptures and teachings I respect and believe to be true. But our people were a people who loved and worshiped God without a Bible, and our grandfather gave us these teachings and guidelines long ago, and they work for us, and they still will if the people allow them. Again, as we look into the west, we know where our weaknesses and strengths are. We know when we need to put up extra guards and walls. If one is weak in the area of drinking alcohol, don't go where it is. If one is weak in the area of gambling, and it is his compulsion, you do not want to live in Las Vegas, or you'll be continually broke. If you're prone to fighting, don't go around others who are given to fighting. You may have no teeth before long. If you are a thief, do not put yourself in a place where it is easy for you to steal. If you're a liar, keep your mouth shut. Bridle your tongue. The West is also a place of solitude, a place for the renewing of the spirit. Everyone needs a place to restore and refresh their spirit. This is the place where you need space between you and others, a place of the soul. Rest where you can think and know who you are. This is a place of personal prayer. But like all things, we can do this to excess also. To live a balanced life, we must do all things in moderation. To live a balanced life, we must do all things in moderation. I want to underline that. Our space or solitude can turn from solace and healing to a disease of the soul. It can rule us. It can make us hermits. We can become no good to ourselves and others. Our life can become a vacuum, a void, if it is not balanced. Dwelling in solitude can make you selfish and unfeeling towards others. This person can become his own God and worship only himself and his freedom. Freedom and solace are good, but they come with responsibilities. No man is an island. We see ourselves separate, but we are actually part of the whole. We are the people. Each person is the people. We are not the fingers of the hand or the foot. We are part of the whole of the people. And when we isolate ourselves, the people as a whole vanish and disappear. Without each one of us, the circle is broken. The people become fragmented, factions, and a no people. To be whole, we must learn to share our lives with others and make the circle bright. Many white psychiatrists actually become mentally ill by dwelling too long in this area. To study and dwell too much in the soul of man is not good. It is not healthy. It is eccentric, abnormal. It can become a cancer to your soul. The Greek word for oneself is idios. Our word idiot is direct derivative of this word. We can become idiots if we dwell too much inside, in the west of the medicine wheel. Alone, this is not a balance of life. It is eccentric. So the grandfathers teach us to be moderate in all things and make the circle shine. Live a balanced life and make the circle shine. The direction of the north. We look to the north. The north is the place of intelligence, the place of learning. The average IQ of man is 103, but IQ does not make a man. A person may have the ability to know and make money hand over fist, but money and material things will not make you happy. The insatiable thirst for knowledge can also become a disease of the soul. When we look to the north, we may petition for those things of the mind that will make us a better person. We may pray for that which we build, that which we can build up the people. May we solicit that knowledge which can build our families and make them strong. May we be intelligent enough to overcome our greatest enemy and intelligent enough to destroy him in the process. May we intelligently love one another and build up the people as a whole. May we become intelligent without becoming too proud and selfish. May we not become so proud of our intelligence as to destroy ourselves and others. May this balanced symmetry and intelligence make the circle and the people shine brightly. Now we look to the east, the direction of the east. We turn now to the east. The east is the place of wisdom, the place where you can put the inner things, the intelligent qualities, to use. Learning facts does not necessarily give you wisdom or judgment. Intelligence alone cannot give you understanding. Intelligence alone will not make you just. Intelligence alone cannot produce the ability to judge between that which is good and that which is evil. Wisdom can give you the ability to be sagacious and judicious. Sagacious and judicious. Remember that. Wisdom can open the door to where you can see that which is good and that which is evil. Wisdom is the bright fire of light, which can give the people the ability to flood with light the shadowed areas of our lives and to look through the microscope of wisdom and search every cell of the structure in our being. Wisdom can change you from a fool to a sage, from a naive child to a judge, from a taker to a giver, from a selfish to charitable, from a selfish person to a charitable person. From an egocentric to a considerate, true wisdom among people can make the people and the circle shine as it has never shone before. The direction of the south. We now turn and pray to the south. The south is the place of feeling, love, compassion, pity, tenderheartedness, sympathy, humanness. As we turn to the south, we become the people. We become humans. By way of parenthesis, all Indian tribe names for themselves mean one of the human beings. In the South, we become a human being. In this place, we can give without wanting something in return. We can love and be loved. We can also become fools in the South. People need to learn to love with discernment. You cannot help a person that does not want to help himself. You cannot help a person and love him who does not love himself. We need to learn to give with discernment. We can give to a person and do him harm. This person can become dependent on others when he could learn to make his own way. We have to be careful in the South because this is the place where we are least able to think. Remember this, underline this, because the South is the place where we are least able to think. It is a place of emotion. It is a place of love. And love covers a multitude of intellectual understanding. Love and compassion can make you a fool, or they can balance out and make you a whole person. Without love, a man will never experience life. Without compassion, you can never really love. Love can make you a strong person, or it can destroy you. We must learn to love in balance. Love can make your life shine as bright as the brother sun, or it can leave you in the shadows of the pear. It can leave you again in the shadows of despair. Love is a powerful, powerful passion in the heart of a human. May Grandfather bring wisdom back to the people, illuminate the circle, and make the people shine again. May we become a light to the whole world. May we save this world from itself. Now the direction of Mother Earth, the ground we walk upon. In the Hebrew, the word for the earth is Ha'adamah. The word for man in Hebrew is Adam. The word for blood is Dam, or red. We are closely related to the earth. We came from the same sources. Now we look down to Mother Earth. To her we are all related. The trees, the clouds, the rocks are our brothers. The grasses, the water, the wind, our immediate family. As we live on Mother Earth, we share a kinship with all things animate and inanimate. Jesus said, "If I would not speak, the rocks would cry out." And they still are crying out. When our peoples broke the sacred circle, our mother began to die. The white man. And so have we. In our despair, self-pity, and hopelessness destroyed our greatest gift, our Mother Earth. Isolation does not heal our mother's wounds. May we speak up and be respectable. A person can speak loudly, but if he is not respectable, who will hear him? As a butterfly floats through the currents, may these words fall on hearing ears. May the teachings of the grandfathers, the wisdom of the grandfathers, be heard again. May we learn to see with eyes that have been blinded. May we smell with noses that have been stopped with the pollution of greed. May we learn to hear with ears that have been deafened by prejudice. May we again learn to feel from the very depths of our souls that have been seared over with the burning irons of hate. The white man did not break the sacred circle. He could not, even though he tried so hard. We broke that circle. We broke the pipe. The white man cannot break our spirit. We threw it away. We flushed it down the white man's porcelain toilet. The white man cannot heal our wounds and put our sacred circle back together. Only we can. Only we can take up the sacred pipe, and then we can show him there is a better way. If we have to buy our sacred land back, let's buy it back. We cannot own our mother, but we can buy back what we sold or was stolen from us, and we can keep it, but we cannot be children any longer. We must be red men. We must be brown earth women, not children looking for the white man's candy and gifts. Let us raise above where we are. Our grandfather will give us eagle's wings that we may soar again among the clouds and feel his breath upon us and feel the power that he created. Now let's look again to the direction of heaven. This is the last direction. We can say and have the powers and medicine to live in the old ways. I can live without lying and cheating. I can live without stealing. And I can stand on my own feet without the white man's alcohol and drugs. I do not need the white man's crutches. I can walk the red road. It is a good road. After this, then, we can say I have run my race, and no one had to push me in a baby carriage. I have fought my own fight. I see with a vision that cannot be obscured. Give me eagle's wings, grandfather, that I may come to you. It's a good day to die. One Christian man said, live every day as if it was your last day, and it was the day of your death. Maybe he learned that from us Indians. Because the Lakota brave, when he went out every day long, he said, this is a good day to die. These things our grandfathers handed down to us and taught us. May these things touch your heart. May these things make you a more balanced person. For the medicine wheel is the balance of life. Many people live eccentric lives. Balance is extremely important. Thank you for your listening. Shukamiya Tatanka, Traveling Dog.